This morning we're gonna start off talking about Mesotrion, a product that we've seen quite a bit of work on over the past several years. And more specifically, we talk about its potential use as an herbicide for spring seeded cool season turf. Generally, in the northern, more temperate region of the United States, we don't see a lot of spring seeding practice. We don't do a lot of spring seeding. And then there's a few reasons for that. One of the reasons is due to the extremely high weed summer annual weed pressure we have, particularly crabgrass, that goes along with spring seeding. Another reason, a couple other reasons, is the poor growing conditions. And what I mean by poor growing conditions is the fact that we're just coming out of spring and the soils aren't quite warm enough to where we would get as good a germination as we would at the end of the summer going into the fall. And also to related with that is that if we do seed in the spring, a lot of times the seedlings aren't mature enough to be able to withstand the summer heat that we experience in Iowa, per se. So with that, there are some different options, and there are occasions where we would want to seed during the spring. And up to this point, Siduron has been the most commonly used herbicide to use during the springtime. Like I said, it is the most accepted to this point herbicide for use at the time of spring seeding. So along comes Mesotrione, and this is certainly not an exhaustive list of all the uses, but a few of the uses are listed here. We have we first seen it in the agriculture realm. We seen it as in maize production. We've seen papers presented here for the selective removal of creeping bentgrass out of Kentucky bluegrass. Pre and post herbicide activity on crabgrass, certain broadleaves, etc. And just one example of a similar work we have here, Willis et al. Did some work with spring seeding tall fescue. So the question is, it worked for tall fescue, spring seeding tall fescue. Will it work for seeding Kentucky bluegrass and perennial rye, which is what we're going to do? So this study was conducted over 2 years, 2007-2008, at Iowa State University Research Station. And our primary objectives were, is Mesotrione safe when applied at the time of seeding? So when we seed, can we go out and apply the Mesotrione just like we would a Siduron and still experience and still see success in the germination of seeds? Our second primary objective is, would the Mesotrione be safe when applied after the first mowing? So once the grass gets germinated, gets growing, and we deem it necessary to mow for that first time, once we apply it again, because as we said on the previous slide, Mesotrione's got some post-emergence activity, is it going to be safe enough on those seedlings to apply at that time? And our secondary objective that we looked at is the efficacy of weed control. So as I said, this was conducted in 2007-2008 at Iowa State, and we had a split plot, randomized complete block design. Our main plots were our seven different treatments. We had an untreated control. Then we had Mesotrione at 175, 210, and 280 grams of active ingredient per hectare at the time of seeding. We had Siduron at 6,700 grams active ingredient per hectare at the time of seeding as well. And then we also had the Mesotrione at 175 and 210 grams active ingredient per hectare at the time of seeding, and then again at the time of the first mowing. So again, we applied it at the very same time we seeded. But then once we deemed it appropriate to mow for the first time, we went out and applied again to control to get the post-emergence control of the crabgrass and other weeds. So like I said, the main plots were our different treatments. Our subplots were Kentucky bluegrass and perennial ryegrass. In this case, we used unique Kentucky bluegrass at 1 pound pure live seed per 1,000. And our ryegrass, we used Catalina II perennial ryegrass at 4 pounds pure live seed per 1,000 square feet. And as I said already, the treatments were applied at the time of seeding. Like I said, we did it over 2007, 2008, and as you can see in the photo there, we started from scratch. We prepared it, freshly prepared seed bed, seeded it, applied the treatments at the same time, and we did this over two different locations, so this isn't obviously the exact same location. We started over each year on a newly prepared seed bed. And each year, the first treatment at the time of seeding was applied around May 17, within a day or two, and then the subsequent treatment at the time of mowing was applied right around July 4th. So the data that we took for this study, we took percentage cover both for the perennial ryegrass and Kentucky bluegrass. We wanted to see if there was any phytotoxicity. Obviously, we weren't going to see any phytotoxicity after the first treatment because there was nothing to observe for phytotoxicity, but following that first mowing, we wanted to see if the seedlings were damaged in any way. And then as our secondary objective, like I pointed out earlier, is our weed efficacy, and we wanted to look at different weed populations and the control that the herbicides were giving us. So here's a table of our Kentucky bluegrass establishment percentage covers over 2007, 2008. I just included the last two rating dates. And as we can see from this, in 2007, all the herbicide treatments allowed for a higher percentage cover, grass cover, than did the untreated control. And you can see in 2007, in the October 4th rating, that the Siduron treated plot, we really had a lot of percentage cover with the grass, with the Kentucky bluegrass, and for whatever reason, it worked extremely well, far and above than all the other treated plots. In 2008, things kind of leveled back out, and we can see that once again, they all had higher percentage cover than did the untreated control, but they were a little bit more consistent there. So as you can see, that the mesotrione treated plots, they had just as good percentage cover of grass as did the Siduron, whereas the Siduron outperformed the mesotrione in the previous year. Moving on to our perennial ryegrass percentage cover, the same type of trend we saw with the bluegrass we see in the rye, but once again, just to back up a second, we did see a higher percentage cover of the turf versus the untreated control with the herbicide treated plots. So, again, we see that Siduron was the best. The Siduron treated plot was the best treatment there in 2007. And then again in 2008, things kind of level out, and we see that mesotrione performed just as well, if not better in some cases, than the Siduron treated plot. So one of our other objectives was to look at the phytotoxicity, and again, once we deemed it necessary or appropriate to mow for the first time was when we went back and applied the second treatment of mesotrione. And you can see a little bit of whitening there on the crabgrass of following the mesotrione treatment. And in 2007, we didn't see any phytotoxicity whatsoever to the blue or ryegrass. In 2008, there was some very slight phytotoxicity to the perennial ryegrass. And if you were to, we use the NTEP rating scale for injury 1 to 9, 9 being no damage, 1 being virtually plant death. We rated it at an 8, I think, 1 week following, and it went away relatively quickly after that. So virtually no phytotoxicity or any harm to any of the grasses that we observed. Weed control for 2007, looking at crabgrass, large crabgrass, we had a really good control with the Siduron, as you can see there. Very little crabgrass pressure in the Siduron treated plot, but again, all the herbicide treated plots had better crabgrass control, or had less crabgrass populations in it than did the untreated plot. As you can see there, crabgrass pressure was pretty significant in the untreated plot, at almost 83% at the end of the season. Now, one interesting thing we did see with this, let me back up just a second. You can see again how little crabgrass pressure was in the Sidron treated plot at just under 9% for all reps combined. However, in the Sidron treated plots, we did see a very high pressure, a very high population of carpet weed. Now, it took us a day or two to figure out exactly what it was. Initially, we were thinking it was bed straw, and then upon further investigation, we figured out it was carpet weed. But nonetheless, you can see there by the data that just how much percentage cover of carpet weed we observed on the Sidron treated plot, and none to be found whatsoever in the Mesotrione treated plots. So that was one interesting find, and this was in 2007 only. We didn't see any carpet weed in 2008 at all. This is just a photo that demonstrates or illustrates the carpet weed. You can see the split plot there. This is a Sidron treated plot. You can see all this lighter green colored weed. That's all the carpet weed within that plot. And this is one of the Mesotrione treated plots. We don't see any of the carpet weed in there. And this is next to, you can see this is the carpet weed from the previous photo. You can just see how little to none there, well, actually none, there wouldn't be anything in there. So again, that was a pretty interesting find that we observed, again, only in 2007. For 2008, I mentioned we did see a little bit better weed control in 2007 of crabgrass with the Sidron. In 2008, we had outstanding control from both the Mesotrione and the Sidron. So we can see we had slightly less crabgrass pressure in 2008 versus 2007, but still it was high enough that we could see some results and demonstrate that these products were working. You can see there that there were no differences between the crabgrass control between any of the treated plots with the herbicides. So in conclusion, we can pretty safely say that if we wanted to make the switch to a safe alternative, we do have a safe alternative to Sidron with Mesotrione. Again, it provides a little bit of post-emergent activity as well, in addition to just the pre-emerge at the time of seeding. And in this photo here, we can see, just for an example, I'll point out that all this brown around it, this is our study area. And all this brown around it, we seeded with Kentucky bluegrass at the very same time that we seeded our study. And you can see all that brown is crabgrass that is completing its life cycle and dying out. So you can see what it looks like without anything. I mean, of course, we have the controls in there as well, but it really, really quite striking when you can see it on such a large scale. That's what normally happens in our area in Iowa without any pre-emergence herbicide. So with that, I'll take any questions if anyone has one.
Could you explain the difference between 08 and 07 or 08 crabgrass levels?
The question is, can I explain the crabgrass pressure between 2007 and 2008? Is that correct? I really don't have an answer for that. We didn't seed any crabgrass into it or anything like that. We just kind of let it occur naturally. Just the natural seed bank, we let it occur.
Any other questions?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wondered, because based on your results, yeah, likely you just put probably two herbicides together, yeah. They can control those crabgrass and the carbon release.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch all that.
Yeah, I just wondered, because you did the trial, try to kind of, yeah,
I think what you're asking.
Tank mix.
Oh, tank mix the Mesotrione and the Sidron. I imagine you could do that to get both of the control. But if you look at the 2008 data, we observed that the mesotrione did provide just as good weed control as did the Siduron. Why the Siduron performed and controlled crabgrass a little bit better than mesotrione in 2007, we're not quite sure. But I think the mesotrione would be a safe bet. Again, you can get the post-emergence activity with it as well. So hopefully that answered your question. Any others? Yeah.
Could the carpet weed embed a seed contaminant?
Question is, could the carpet weed have been a seed contaminant? I suppose maybe it could have been. I guess we didn't really look at it closely of the source of the carpet weed itself, but I guess that could have been a possibility. I guess we just more than likely assumed that it was just within the seed bank itself. Because I think we used, we used the exact same seed in the second year from the same seed bag as we did the first year. So more than likely, it was probably within the soil in the seed bank itself. Any others?
Okay.
Yes. Do we got time for one?
No, we don't. Okay. We got to move on.
Okay. Thank you.